The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, featuring topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind, this is the Jason and Mindy Podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Mindy.
Hello, wife. Coming up, I will share research that reveals how often the average person spends dream scrolling. I'll also reveal what dream scrolling is. I've got the top five green flags that women look for in a man, not the red flags. Common nuisances that irritate people, and a statistical look at who we are and the things that we do. And Mindy, what are you sharing?
I'm sharing fast food information. Well, more later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the moving experience.
Oh, we've had that recently.
We have.
So that will be fun. Of course, we've also got question of the podcast, fun facts, and more. Welcome those of you listening on your favorite podcatcher. And of course, those of you tuning in on YouTube. Thank you all for being here with us. And of course, welcome, Mindy.
Thank you.
Weekend recap or week recap.
Yeah.
Anything new to report?
Not a lot. You know, we're home most of the time now. So
nice. It's great. Yeah. Didn't do much. I played pickleball this weekend, which was nice. Haven't done that in a while. Did that yesterday. Yeah. I'm really sore.
Ah.
But God, it felt great. You know, I mean, it's so nice to get back to doing that.
Yeah, I've been exercising and I can't move my legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Squats suck.
Yeah, I never liked squats. I don't like doing any of that leg stuff. I used to hate doing the calves, because when calves are sore, it just ruins your day, ruins mm-hmm. your life. And they seem to stay sore.
For a while.
For at least a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Chuck and Joni came over for a little barbecue. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of nice. We kind of hung out there in the pool. And you know, it's funny. We used to enjoy our pool at our Lancaster, California house a lot more, like people over all the time.
Yeah.
We don't do that as much here, I've noticed. Of course, it takes time to get to know people and meet people and stuff like that. Yeah. I know when we had our good friends, Kim and Rob, they came in May a couple years ago and we had a great time. We're all out in the pool. We're all doing our thing. And it was like old times, yeah. But it's just kind of getting to meet new people and inviting them over. And
yeah.
Yeah. We're not quite there yet. So
yeah, we're a couple years in and yeah, we have not done much of that, but
it takes time, right? It takes time to meet people, yeah. You know, I mean, and think about it. If this was our job from the beginning, we wouldn't meet anybody.
No.
How weird is that, right? But then again, I'm not really hanging out with too many people that I met at the job.
Right.
Other than just a very few.
One person.
Everybody that I hang out with, I met through music, through, you know, Craigslist and all that stuff. Those are all the people that have become, you know, my friends. It's kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really take work. Most people do meet people through work.
Right.
I mean, all the honey badgers I met them through work at various points in my life.
You've actually met a lot of people while we've been here. I've met people, mm-hmm. but you know, nobody that I like hang out with per se.
I'm what you call a social butterfly. You know, I'm what you call a busybody. I got to get out there and
I'm none of
and
those.
Do stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm none of those. I'm pretty much a homebody.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I have a question later on regarding
being a homebody.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Well, let's just get in then. We've got a pretty full show. I'll go ahead and start it. I'll kick things off here.
Nice.
So I mentioned dream scrolling.
Yeah. What's that?
Do you think you might know what it is? You want to try to guess?
Is it where you're sifting through dreams maybe you've had before?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Wrong. Wrong. Dream scrolling is defined as using devices. Now, I used to do this. I do it less now, mm-hmm. But I did do it at work. But using your devices to look at dream purchases or things you'd like to own someday.
Okay.
You know, like a drum set or, you know.
Oh, dream scrolling.
Yeah. Your dream purchase.
I was thinking it something totally different. I was thinking it was something you were dreaming.
Like you're daydreaming kind of?
No, at night. Like night dreams.
Oh, no, no, no. This is
dream scrolling, like,
yeah.
Ooh, someday I would like to have this.
Exactly.
Okay.
So new research has found that the average person spends nearly 2.5 hours a day dream scrolling. And as I mentioned, it's defined as using devices to look at dream purchases or things you'd like to own someday. And while some might think that dream scrolling is a big waste of time, 71% of people believe it's time well spent.
Yeah.
Because doing so helps motivate them to reach their financial goals. So if you have a dream, you got to make a little bit more money to get that thing,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Right. And that's true. I think that's true of us. Most people, though, at least from my era, just put it on a credit card.
Yeah, so dangerous.
But in a way, it's reverse dream scrolling because you have to pay for that thing eventually. So you end up having to have a better job and make more money. I mean, that's how we, with all the stupid things we did, it's probably why we started to make more money because we're like, oh, can't keep up. We got to keep.
Yeah, it's sort of like a dangerous circle, you know.
Yeah.
If you're putting it on a credit card, of course.
It's not a good idea.
It's not a good
idea. It's not a recommended idea.
It's also, what do we call that? Where you want to be satisfied.
It's instant gratification.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it for sure. Let's see. The poll of 2,000 adults in the U.S. also found that half of us dream scroll while at work. I certainly did. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's 2.5 hours per day, which works out to be about 36 days per year dream scrolling. So I found that I did it more while at work. Probably not a good practice. Probably not something to even admit that I did that. Not proud of it, but you know, there were times.
Come on,
where,
don't you think everybody does that?
Everybody does it. I know it. I know everybody does it. There were times at work where maybe, you know, just after lunch, or maybe you're on lunch, you know, and you're sitting at your desk, or maybe it's a slow period and you're looking at stuff. I mean, certainly I've done that. I researched my entire new drum set.
Yeah.
Paid for by my former job. Thank you. Thank you, former job, for paying for my dream scrolling.
Yeah.
So what about you? Do you find that you dreams, do you still dream scroll or do you do it less now? Did you do it a lot before?
You know, I didn't really think about it until you mentioned it. I don't think I've done any of it since I've been home.
Right.
But yeah, all the time at work. And not only just like things that maybe you wanted, but maybe things like I wished I was doing instead of work.
Oh you, yeah. Right. You know. Right. So do you find like this survey that I just read, do you find that it motivated you financially to try to make more money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're trying to keep up with something.
Yeah.
No matter what that, you know, shows itself to be.
What would you say the biggest dream scroll is that you ever like we're looking at? I think cars are one of those things, right?
Usually for me, it was, you know, having enough money with maybe a vacation that was coming up for us. I was always like, okay.
You do that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, we could do this or we could do that. And, you know, let's add that in or.
Yeah, you would do that. You'd be looking at camping trips. I mean, you'd have camping trips booked out. All the different stuff.
The whole year.
Yeah. That's something you really like doing. Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right. So. It's been a long time since you've been in the dating scene. Long time.
So long.
And even before me, you were married. So you had a little bit of time in the dating scene there.
Yes.
So try to hearken back to those moments. Okay. I envision right now a harp being played. Right. To when you would go over to a dude's house, a dude's apartment.
Oh boy.
Like what the red flags are, right? Well, were there any like green flags, things that go, oh, that's kind of cool that they're doing that. It's kind of, maybe I like this guy. Is there anything you can think of that if you went into a man's apartment, you're like, this is a guy's dating material, marriage material even.
A couple things stand out. One would be, cleanliness.
Okay.
Of his place.
Yeah.
That would be huge because then you automatically think, oh, this individual is pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be like family photos.
Okay.
You
Well, that's a good one. I that's not on this list, so that's why I asked the question, because it's interesting what you would come up with.
Think I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean,
family photos, cleanliness.
Obviously, you know, thinking about like being around this person, like if they smelled good, smelled good, or
like if they're
well kept, like nice clothes, or you know, they put on a clean t-shirt at least or something.
Right. Well, this is related to just their apartment and their living space. Huh. Like if you go in there, you know where the red flags, right? It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's crap everywhere.
No.
It's like a general.
Oh, I know another good one. It's got food in the refrigerator.
Ooh. Okay. That's good.
And what kind of food too.
Right. If it's just it's a refrigerator full of beer.
Right.
Or something like that. Right. All right, well, green flags. Women were asked, what do you notice or look for at a man's apartment that are green flags? Mindy just listed some of hers. Here is what women said.
Okay.
Hand towels and hand soap in the bathroom.
Oh, that's such a good one, because
it's overlooked.
It is overlooked. And I can't tell you how many times I'd gone into somebody's house. I don't necessarily know if it was like a guy, but there's no hand towels. There's nothing to wipe your hands on.
Yeah. We've gone into friends' houses that are like that. And you're like, it on your pants.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So that's a good one. A clean bathroom. You mentioned cleanliness. Mm-hmm. A clean bathroom and toilet that you can feel comfortable sitting on.
Another good one.
Yeah.
If it's the toilet's clean, you're good. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Okay. Books on the shelf. Just books sitting around.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the book too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I like this one. This is a good one. Plants.
Yeah.
It's the next best thing to having a pet. Plants need care. They're alive. Having one shows that they are, there's a nurturing side to this individual. I agree with that. Keeping something alive, even if it's a plant, even though plants are easy. But are they easy? They're not that easy.
No, you could kill them. I'm
super easy to neglect.
I used to be famous
them.
For that. You used to be my plant water.
Yeah, you were the worst. You're until way better at it now. Now I don't have to do it. I'm like, if you're gonna get, and then I said that to you, if you're gonna get plants, I'm not watering them. And then the last thing is toilet paper. There's the last things. Toilet paper stocked. Clean sheets on the bed, obviously.
Yeah.
Clean towels for hands and bodies. Separate kitchen towels.
Yes.
It's interesting. Artwork on walls, a clean toilet and sink.
Okay.
So cleanliness, but the artwork on walls is kind of a good one, right? If there's nothing on the walls, you go in and there's just nothing. It's completely bare.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of times that I'd go into a guy's house and there's really, that's why I said family photos, or that kind of probably goes along with like artwork. It just shows like they've got some decorating ideas, or like, I always think it's really cool to go into a guy's house and it's really decorated really well. Like they've taken some thought to what they want to do.
It shows that they have care for their environment that they live in.
Yeah. Or style, taste.
It's not just a stop through, you know, it's an actual, they enjoy living there and they take care of it.
Yep.
It's a good one. All right. Well, let's get into your segment. See if you can recognize this.
Hi, may I take your order, please?
Big Mac.
McDLT.
A quarter pounder with some cheese.
Malaya fish.
A hamburger. A cheeseburger.
A Happy Meal McNugget. Tasty golden french fries. Regular and larger sizes.
Salad chef O'Gallon.
Or a chicken salad oriental.
Egg
McMuffin.
Hot dog, cakes, and sausage.
Maybe biscuits, bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage.
Danish. Hash brown for dessert.
Hot apple pies.
And Sunday Street varieties.
Holy crap.
Three kinds of cherry. Chocolate chip cookies.
Coca-Cola.
Diet Coke. Coffee decaf, too.
Also an orange juice.
All right, that's enough. I don't need to hear any more of it. It's McDonald's commercial. Goes with your segment.
It does. This came from my sister again. She's given me some great segments lately. Jason, fast food has long been thought of as a quick and cheap meal, right?
Yep.
But the majority of Americans no longer see it that way. According to a new LendingTree survey, 3 in 4 people say that eating fast food has become more of a luxury.
Yeah.
Because of the rising prices. And we really, I would think almost a year ago, you and I stopped really eating fast food because of this. We'd go and it'd be like $30.
Sort of. I think there are other reasons why we stop. One of the reasons is there's not a lot of fast food places right around where we live. Previously, they were everywhere. I mean, you couldn't drive down the street without passing by one and go, I'm hungry, let's pull in. Here, it's just not the case. Also,
which is good.
Also, we just started wanting to go to nicer restaurants, you know, places that we enjoy.
But taking back to the times that we did go, I can think of one. We went to Arby's, and I think we went to some chicken place around here.
Popeyes, I think it was.
And we spent almost like $30.
Same price.
And it was garbage.
Yeah, we talked about this recently on The Difference Between Us, how expensive fast food is now. And one of the things that I believe we all mentioned, at least I mentioned, was that if I'm going to spend that amount, I'd rather go to, you know, a pub. We have a favorite pub that we go to out here called Coasters. By the way, it's closed on Tuesdays. That's the second time my cousins came into town last Tuesday, and we wanted to go there and they were closed. And then another friend came out and same Tuesday. I was like, oh, okay, well, anyway, they're just about as much as fast food, but you get service. You can get a beer if you want while you're there. And the burgers are way better.
Way better.
Way better. The food's way better. So yeah, I would rather go to a pub like that.
Yeah, me too. I just think if you're going to spend that much money, which is pretty much my whole segment, but I'll finish reading it. It says, of the 2000 Americans surveyed, 78% say they now view fast food as a luxury, with 62% eating less of it. And when it comes to fast food, a lot of people have seemingly hit their limit in terms of price. A home cooked meal is now the cheap go-to choice for more than half the people surveyed, which I can so agree with that.
Yep.
And but it's not like going to the grocery store is a whole lot cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because grocery store food has also gone up, but it is still much cheaper. And it's not like the fast casual or sit down kind of places are inexpensive either. So it makes things really difficult all the way around to get food. But I would kind of, like we were just talking, I kind of disagree with the pub that we go to eat at. We can get a burger and fries far better than what is offered at a fast food restaurant. And the fast food restaurants, it's not like they're giving you anything different.
It's not.
It's the same shit, if not smaller.
Well, it's not good. Most of it's not good.
Right.
I mean, it last time we went to Arby's, I was like, ugh. I don't really like Arby's, by the way. That experience was like.
But I think too, you know, I was thinking about it just within myself. Like sometimes I crave a McDonald's cheeseburger. Sometimes I crave a Burger King, onion rings. You know, those are like, they're like sort of nostalgic, like McDonald's was when we grew up. We, you know, you could get a Sunday for super cheap, you know, 75 cents or something like that. And burgers were like a dollar menu. I don't even think that exists anymore.
It doesn't.
But my point to that is fast food was cheap for a reason. It's not like you were buying quality food. You knew that. It was just sort of like this.
It was cheap and quick.
Yeah, but also in our family, it was kind of like a treat to be able to go. Like, we just didn't do fast food that much when we were younger. My mom couldn't afford it.
So it was a luxury for you back then.
It kind of was.
So it's always been a luxury for you.
Well, not for us.
Yeah.
we frequent far more than I did when we were kids. But you know, so I was just saying, comparably now, if they're going to charge, if you're going to walk out of there and spend like $30 on a meal for two people, you can get that same thing at a sit down pub restaurant.
Yeah, I would go even further back to what you were just saying. Cause for you, when you were younger, it was a luxury. Do you remember Eddie Murphy's joke about the McDonald's hamburger? And how he wanted a McDonald's hamburger, and his mom said, "I'm going to make one at home, but it's not the same as a McDonald's hamburger." It's a joke, but it kind of illustrates that even back then it was a luxury.
Mm.
So I don't know that this is new information. I think it is a luxury for most people that can't afford it. Right? I mean, they're going to go to the store. They're going to make their food at home. It's always been cheaper to do stuff at home.
I was reading some of the comments to this article, and some of them were saying that exact thing, that it was always a luxury.
Yeah, I think
which
it has
been. Probably fell into that category because my mom was a single mom. But you know, taking the example of you and I, when we made more money, we would frequent them often. But we don't now because we can get a better burger at a sit-down restaurant.
That's a great point.
For the same price.
That is true. That's where it's changed.
Yes.
It's kind of...
And that's where I think people now are like feeling that and seeing that. Like, why spend
you
know, $30 on McDonald's when I can go to Coasters and get the same thing and better?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
With a beer.
With a beer. Which will make the ticket... The bill. A little bit higher.
Yeah. So to end it, there's a little bit of research to show like what the cost, how much it's gone up. So consumer price index shows that fast food prices are up 4.8% compared to last year.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And then the grocery store, they're showing prices are up 1.1%. But I almost feel like that's higher. Because some of the things that, because, you know, I shop more than you. So I see the prices of meat. There was something I was.
Well, I'm a man. I don't look at the price. I just look at the thing that I normally get and I get it.
Right.
That's how men shop. Here's an illustration of that. Mindy was shopping, looking for cheese.
Oh, here we go.
Looking for some kind of cheese. She was staring at the cheese wall. For it felt like an eternity.
I'm sure.
And this dude is like looking at her like, okay, you're gonna.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like looking. And he goes, hey, he kind of goes around her and he grabs the two cheeses that he wants and he gets the hell out of there. And I'm like, see, Mindy, that's how men shop.
They don't
stare at the cheese wall and find the right cheese. They just get the cheese they normally get all the time.
Well, I'm just like blown away at some of the prices. I was trying to remember what it was I was looking at when we went shopping. I want to say it was bacon or something. And it was like, no, I know what it was. It was hot dogs. Hot dogs were almost $8 a package. And I stood there for a minute and I was like, wait a minute, is this, because it was buy one, get one, right? And sometimes they hike up the prices even more on the buy one, get one. So you kind of have to be careful of that. But I was like looking around at all the shelf tags and they were $7.50, $8 or more. Mm. And I was so blown away by that because I don't think maybe a few years ago I paid $3-4 a package.
Yeah, it's gone up.
Anyway.
It's the price of living nowadays.
Crazy.
It's the price of living nowadays. Well, thank you. Is that it? That's all you got?
That's
your segment?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the question of the podcast then. You're ready for it?
I am.
All right. Hey, babe, you know the time has come for you to answer the question. The question of the podcast is coming your way real, real fast. Yeah, baby, you know the time has come for you to answer the question. That's right.
All right.
So the question is this. This is an easy one for me. If possible, would you live year-round in your favorite season? Mindy?
I think I would. And my favorite season is spring.
Spring. Okay, it's spring
when,
here.
It's when it gets just starts warming up and you get, you know, where we live, we get that nice breeze from the, you know, the water, ocean.
Less humidity.
Less heat. Yeah, it's just like that perfect sort of 70 to 80 degree weather.
I will say we're still in it a little bit now. I mean, I walked this morning and it was nice. Now, it was nice heading towards the river.
Yeah.
It was hot heading away from it because I had the breeze coming off the water. And then when you're walking away from it, you're walking probably about the same speed as the breeze. You got no breeze. It's just hot. But I don't know if I would. So, yeah, I guess spring here, but it would be kind of like summer on the Central Coast in California. So spring here is similar to summer in Central California. So I agree. I would take one season all year. I'm not one of those people that needs to have all the seasons.
Yeah. Now I like fall But when I think of fall, I think of fall around the same temperature, but the leaves are starting to fall and it's really pretty. But once it starts,
not here. Doesn't happen here. Not where we live. We don't get leaves that fall.
No, I was thinking more like
northern states.
Yeah. Well, when I think of it, I think of Michigan, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but, you know, Michigan has a certain, almost a certain time where it like overnight gets cold.
September, yeah.
And then I'm done. Once you get cold, I'm done. I don't want cold.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's people that want to see all the seasons, you know, and then there's others that just don't.
Yeah.
And I'm in the category, I don't care. I don't care about the seasons. I could live on the equator where there are no seasons. Mm. You know, that's me. I don't really need the seasons. Now, would I love it if Florida wasn't as hot? And it's weird seasons here. You know, we talk about it often, but it's a different world down here than I'm used to even in California. And people would always say, this is what was what's interesting to me. Because your family, like they would forget where we lived at times. Not like your sister, but like your aunt. We would say stuff like, wow, it's cold here. It doesn't get cold. And well, in California, they'd say, well, it did because we are in a higher elevation. And when you live in California, you live in a higher elevation, you get all the seasons. You get all the seasons. It's legit. And it happens around the same time as it does in Michigan and all those things.
And sometimes, man, that breeze coming off that
freezing
mountaintops are like,
windy.
Just as bad as having a winter sometimes.
So here in Florida, it's different. You've got winter, which feels like summer, spring in
spring
in California, in some parts of California. And then summer's pretty hot. It's pretty miserable. And it's hurricane season. And it's the rainy season too, by the way. So yeah. It's different than in California. California winter was the rainy season. So it's a little bit different, but I would prefer, just to answer the question, I would prefer summer all year long.
Okay.
I don't mind the summer. I like not having all the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like cold.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, some of our listeners and people on social media said, well, first one up is my sister. She said 1,000% yes. Summer, please. 80 to 85 degrees.
That's funny. She's one of the people that I would think of that maybe likes the seasons, but then again,
I think she would enjoy.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't want to live
that 80 to 80.
She'd want to live in Florida, probably. I mean, they're there because they
have their whole life built.
Yeah,
there.
Their whole life is built there. But
let's see, Carol. Spencer, who is my mother, she said, my seasons are in between not early spring, but late spring, early summer.
Yeah, that's everybody
late
likes
spring,
that.
It's early summer.
That's nice and cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool time of year.
I think it's the same as, does that count?
Yes.
Yes, it does. She says, I could live with the 70, 80s year round.
Yep.
Hey, see,
that's
most
everybody.
People love that. Carol Chappell, she said, no, as I like to see the trees, plants, animals change with different seasons. Okay.
Yep. See, there's people that want to see all the seasons changes.
Yeah. And she says also where I live, we have seasons, but no extreme high or low temperatures, which makes a difference. Plus,
oh yeah, that's nice.
If the weather was always the same, what would we have to talk about?
That's true. I mean,
even
here, people would say you have summer all year long. Now, I don't think that's true. We do get it's much cooler, much less humidity. But we get that hurricane season, which that's something to talk about. And, we all talk about that, right? She's right. You would have less to talk about. And people like to talk about the weather. It is a legit thing.
Yeah. Because isn't that one of those things too, when you don't know what to say sometimes to somebody, and you're like, so how's your weather been?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good conversation starter.
Jessica said, nah, I'd get tired of it.
Tired of what? One season?
Probably. I think it's what she's talking about.
I wouldn't.
So if possible, would you live year round in your favorite season? She said, nah.
She wants different
seasons.
I'd
get tired of it.
Yeah.
Nanette said, yes. I asked her what season, but she didn't reply back. Jeffrey Sheldon said, absolutely.
Okay.
Justina Allen said, no, I love all seasons, but if I had to choose, it would be fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. What does that say about people that like fall? Fall.
Some
is...
people love winter. They need to be near snow. So I always trip on those kinds of folks because I'm like, I think it's pretty. Don't get me wrong. I love seeing, especially during Christmas, you know, maybe because I was raised in Michigan, but I love like snow falling around Christmas time and that's it.
Yeah.
Then I could be done with it.
But you don't get it the way you want it.
No.
It's just the way that it is. Fall is an interesting one. The people that like fall. Fall is like the death. You know, spring's the rebirth.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
That's probably why I like spring so much too, because everything blooms.
It's a rebirth. Yes. You're more into the, like, I want to be the rebirth part of it. And some people want to have that rest, you know, where we want to have that, let's wake up and go do stuff.
Yes.
Some people want to have that rest, you know.
Rod Walker said yes. And I asked him what his favorite season was. And he also said fall.
Okay.
Steve Metzler said yes. And Belle, hey, Belle. She said fall. And she said, but we still get snowflakes in the fall. It's perfect.
Yeah, where she is. And Reno, I think, is where she is.
I think so. So there you have it.
All right. That's it, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. The question of the podcast for next Wednesday. Wow. I'm not even reading and I still said Wednesday.
It's so ingrained.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Wednesday. Next week. We don't record on Wednesday. Would you prefer money for a housekeeper, cook, gardener, or personal secretary? You pick one.
Oh,
let's pick one.
Well, that's a good one.
So if you could pick, which one would you pick? That's going to be a good one. Here you go, Mindy.
Thank you.
Will post it and we will share it on next week's show. Let's get into Mindy's next one. Uh-oh. Where did I put it?
Ken.
Oh, shoot. See, now I don't have your jingle.
Oh, that's okay.
No, I'm going to get it. Hang on.
Okay.
I got to get it. Mindy's got to have her jingle. So let me grab it really quick. So, but talk about it. We moved recently. Everybody
2 years
that.
Ago, we moved.
So I'm kind of interested to hear.
Yeah, we moved with the company called Pods.
Right.
A lot of people choose to have those like big semi companies move their stuff. Now, my mom did that once and she swore she'd never do it again because they wrecked half of her stuff. We chose to use Pods, which is a delivery service. They basically... It's really cool the way they dump off the pods at your house. They had this truck that, I don't know, you could probably explain it better.
Did a great job, yeah.
How the truck even maneuvers these big crates off.
It's, yeah.
I don't even know what do you even call that rig? But how it's it picks it up and it moves it and it sets it down and then...
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It like detaches from the truck. Well, let's get into this commercial that I pulled here.
Oh, good.
It happened. We got the house!
Did it.
2,000 miles away.
We do long distance moves every day.
Pods does all the driving and so much more.
Need extra help loading?
Yes.
We got this.
Also might want
more time. We're flexible.
Flexible means you can keep your container longer or store with us. Then we deliver it to your home, across town or across the country.
We made it.
Yeah, you did.
Pods, your personal moving and storage team.
It's true. We're not a commercial for Pods, but there's a good side and a downside to Pods. There's a good side and a downside.
You felt there was a downside, huh?
Yeah, you got to do it all yourself. That's
well,
the downside.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
downside is you got to load them all yourself. The downside is they're not that big, so you've got to go floor to ceiling and make walls of stuff. And
right.
It's pretty hard to do when you're packing a house with all kinds of different shapes and...
yeah. Now, you looked at it that way. Of course, you were doing a lot of the work and trying to fit it in like a puzzle. But I was very comfortable with that because I knew that if we did pack it in that way, our stuff was probably going to arrive safe.
Most of it did. We got a few scars on a few things.
But that's just moving and friction rubbing that we didn't quite cover.
Well, 2,600 miles. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't know what, you know. Basically, you say goodbye when it goes on the truck and you just hope that it gets there, right?
Yep.
So you have no idea what it goes through on its journey. And for us, it was across the United States. So
yes, indeed.
But for the most part, we had a great experience, but I know that people, this is just something that would create massive anxiety. Kind of did for us as well.
Oh, no, absolutely. It was lots of anxiety.
Yeah. So here we go. So sure, moving can be a nerve-wracking experience, but it is really more stressful than landing a... Is it really more stressful than landing a plane in an emergency situation?
Oh, no, probably not.
Well, 1 in 4 of us think so.
Well, how do you know? If you're not a pilot and you've never done that, how do you know?
Well, they're equaling it to that.
Oh, boy.
So a survey of 2,000 people in the U.S., who have moved in the past 5 years also found these less than fun facts about moving. So 27% rated moving as more overwhelming than losing a job.
Yeah. Okay. You want to get into it now? We can. I'll say why it's more stressful than that, because it's a very prolonged experience. It lasts a long time. You know, I'm not saying that losing a job doesn't, because you've got to deal with the time of job loss, but more than likely you'll be able to find another job and all that goes away. Moving, yeah. You know, how long did it take us to move? I mean, that was a 3 to 4 month experience.
Yeah, it really was.
Of stress and, you know, even just
a lot of logistics, like just
so much
working out, like
all of it,
how all of it's going to end up and work out. Well, 23% said moving is more stressful than switching careers.
Yeah, I would say so, 100%.
I'm trying to think back to my feeling on it. Like, I do say, because, you know, we'd never really moved other than down a few streets, let alone across the United States. So, yeah, I would say it was probably more stressful.
100%. Even moving up the street, that move was more stressful than switching a career. Career always, to me, felt, that's an exciting feeling. I don't see that as stressful at all.
Now that move, Jason's referring to our move from the first house to, you know, our last house.
The Low Tree Studios house.
Low Tree Studios, that's correct.
Yeah.
But he's talking about that, but I was super excited. I couldn't wait to get out of that house. So for me, it was not stressful. I think it was stressful for you because I had too much shit.
I just hate moving. I don't want to have to do all that unpacking. It lasts too long. It lasts so long.
Yeah.
Some people are never unpacked, by the way. They still keep boxes. We might even be in that category. No. Might be a few boxes we need to.
There's a few in the garage, but I think I pretty much went through everything.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And one last one. 21% felt moving is more stressful than running for president.
Well, who knows? How do you know that?
Only
the president knows that.
Anxiety was the most commonly felt emotion during the moving process, and reportedly by 53% of respondents. That was followed by excitement, 52%,
mm-hmm.
Which I've fallen into that category.
Yep.
Joy, 35%. Hope, 32%. Yep. And dread, 21%. While packing and getting ready for moving day, the average person gets rid of 36% of their possessions, which
we should have.
We should have.
We probably got rid of 10.
We probably would have saved a lot of money, because those pods
weren't cheap. But we got, you know, we didn't pay for it.
Right.
I think you feel all of those things in a move. You feel hope, you feel joy, you feel dread, you feel exhausted. You feel many, many different things.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. Tired.
You know, it's really a unique, fun experience. If you really, as you get further time, as you get further away from it in time, you go, oh, that was cool. That worked out great.
Yeah. We're 2 years out now, and we still walk into our home now with like excitement, and we love our home, of course. And some days me and Jason go for walks a lot, and we think, gosh, we did that.
Yeah. Last night we're walking. It's just such a different place, and I still appreciate it. You know, I know it's only been a little over 2 years, but I really do appreciate just the way it feels outside, the way it sounds outside. The puffy clouds that you get to see, the beautiful blue skies you get to see, the crazy skies that you get to see, and the thunder and all that stuff. I love it. I still, it's like still a very, very new feeling to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good segment. Well,
very good.
That was good. I enjoyed that. All right. Fun facts. I got to get to mine. This is a good one, I thought. T-shirts, Mindy, were originally made for unmarried men who didn't know how to sew buttons on collared shirts.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I like that.
T-shirts are for men. Huh.
Jason, according to a 2017 study by Europeans, scientists, spiders could eat every human on Earth in 1 year. The study concluded that spiders eat between 440 million and 880 million tons of prey annually, which is the same weight as the entire human population.
Well, it's a good thing they don't... First of all, it's a good thing we can't get caught in their webs.
Yeah.
And that they're not really interested in eating us. Before the 1800s, people would sleep in the evening for 3 to 4 hours, wake for 2 to 3 hours, and do some activities, then go back to sleep until morning. Those were known as first and second sleeps. Yeah. I have those now.
Do you?
Yeah, I had a first sleep earlier today.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how long we were asleep, but it was nice.
Yes, it was. Thankful for naps.
Yeah.
All right. Duncan Hines was a real man. He died in 1959 at the age of 78, and Chef Boyardee was named for founder Ettore Boyardee. Mm-hmm. But Betty Crocker, Uncle Ben, and Aunt Jemima were only characters.
Not real.
Not real.
Okay. Fun facts in the books.
I'm so thirsty today.
Water right there, right in front of you there.
I just feel bad drinking it.
Why?
Sorry, folks, but I got to drink some water.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. All right, so negative reactions. I'm going to ask you this question. A survey of adults in the U.S. asked respondents to pick from a list of common nuisances that irritated them the most over the past 90 days. I don't have the list for you, but do you have any just like things that are a nuisance to you? Just common nuisances.
In general?
Not to bring up complainy things, but yeah, not fair to you because these people picked from a list and said, this is my most common. And they picked from a list. So you're kind of picking from thin air, but maybe you'll pick something different. Something that just irritates you. It's a nuisance. Do you want me to give you an example?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like an example would be self-checkouts, which 13% of respondents said on this list.
Self-checkouts are a nuisance. You know...
And if you don't have any, that's fine. I can go through the list and we can just talk about the list, but...
Not right off the top of my head. Not okay. Like that. Like I wasn't going that way. I was thinking like, first thing off the top of my head is like motorcycles that go by and rev their engines. Like... Mm. I understand why they do it, but some of it's
a nuisance to you.
Nuisance.
People. Okay. Here's one. I'll piggyback on that. When you're at a light or a stop sign, it would be a light really. Cause if it's a stop sign, you can just go right through. So a light, traffic light, and someone rolls up next to you, windows down, and their music is
blaring
way too loud. It's like, I don't need to hear your music. Can't you just enjoy your own music? Why do you have to let everybody know the type of music, what you're listening to?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, right? Why do you need to share with me the music you enjoy? Can't you enjoy your music privately in your car with your windows up with a decent amount of volume?
I think.
It's a weird thing.
I mean, now it's weird because we're older and we say that. But when I was younger, we used to cruise the boulevard, right? And that was what I know you're laughing at me, but that's, we did as kids, you know, as teenagers or.
But why though? Well, think about why and think about
because it is, it's like a show off thing. It's like showing off your car. Cause it, you know, it was all about the car too. Right.
Yeah.
So if you had the car, you had the tunes and you're just like rolling down.
So funny.
It's boulevard
so funny what we do.
Your music blaring and hoping people look at you, but it's such a weird.
It's a weird thing. Like, so we sit at this time of year right now, there's lizards everywhere. Right. And they're mating. And you'll see a lizard that does that little thing with its little red thing that comes out underneath their neck.
Oh,
the male lizard
thing.
Is trying to attract a female. That's like almost our version of that, right?
Right.
Hey, girls, look at my booming stereo and my lowered car with fancy
my tires
rims
that are
it.
Sticking out like a whole foot off from my car wheel well.
It's just a lizard out there trying to get some some nookie. That's what you are. Anyway, let's get into this.
Wow.
The number one response was, as a nuisance, cost of living, which was chosen by almost half of the participants. Cost of living.
Oh, it is.
Like how expensive it is to live.
It is. It's a nuisance. I think it's, if not, well, it won't be the number one thing, but.
It is
just,
the number one thing.
No, I'm just saying like overall with this election coming up, the economy
is
definitely something there.
It's something to consider. You just never know what you're going to get though. You
right.
Know? 41% admitted they are exasperated by the current political scene that Mindy just mentioned.
Yeah, we hear a lot of that. But
yeah, you know, one of the things that we try to do, and I hope that eventually that it becomes, this is slightly a rant, but not really. Hopefully it becomes something that people appreciate in the world, because I don't know that everybody appreciates. We do definitely have fans that listen to what we do here at Low Tree Studios that appreciate what we do. But our goal is, you know, sometimes we'll dip into the political stuff or we'll have some kind of rant or something. We generally try to avoid that. Now, do we at home have our political point of view? Absolutely. But what I think is valuable is giving people a break from that, because it's always in your face. It's the thing that's always in your face. And it's an interesting choice to make creatively, because what you find is that people do have success by having some kind of polarizing view, some kind of point of view that they're pushing. You're going to have some success one way or the other. Yeah. We're picking the middle. So it's a slower burn. And I hope people appreciate that, because it is always in your face. You know, it's always in your face. And it's, I think it's, there's value in taking a break from it.
Yes, right? There is. There is.
So we do try
to do that.
There's
lots of other things to talk about.
Oh, there certainly is.
Which is kind of our podcast. We pick random, stupid little topics to hope provoke conversation different from
everyday life,
the norm.
Yeah. The other thing that people consider to be a nuisance is crowds. I'm in that category. I don't like crowds. I will say that I appreciate our Walmarts out here, or the Walmart we go to out here, more than the ones in California, or at least the busier ones. I'm sure there's some out here that are busy like that. We just don't go to one.
Even the one that is considered busier out here, I don't mind going in it. It's
I've been in it once, twice maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Of course they have, you know, far more things to shop for at that one. Our little beachside one is smaller, but anyway, that's Walmart. But
you've got weather is another one that's a nuisance for people. Tipping culture. That's a pretty big one.
Really annoying. Like there are things that I'm not ever going to tip. Yeah. I don't care what the reason is. I am not going to do it.
Yeah.
If you are waiting on me at a table, that will be the time that I tip you. But I'm not tipping, or a delivery person. I'll tip there too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to walk up to a counter and have a tip jar sitting there in front of me for giving me my coffee.
Well, that's kind of a thing that's always been a thing, tipping baristas.
They're making that like.
Well, I think what's worse is, you know, like a little stand at the airport or, you know, stuff like that. If fast food gets to that point, which they might be, right? But yeah,
I'm
with you. The TV being too loud is another nuisance. Artificial intelligence, the cost of concert tickets and reality TV is a nuisance. It's a nuisance to me.
Concert tickets is a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty. They're very expensive.
Whew.
It makes you not want to go. Yeah, I'd rather go watch some local musicians.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what I'm into anyway. Self-checkouts I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Tech billionaires are apparently a nuisance to people. Don't know why.
Tech billionaires?
Yeah, like Elon Musk and, people like that. And then parking is a nuisance.
Parking can be.
It can be, depending on where you go.
Depending on the area.
It depends on, usually in the bigger cities, it's always a nuisance.
Yeah, like LA area
is the worst. You got to pay for
it. The worst.
Yeah, but Orlando's not so great either. We go to Trader Joe's and it's pretty bad. We did a We talked about that on one of the segments that we have.
Round and round until somebody leaves.
Exactly. We went with Chuck and Joni. We mentioned their name a lot. They're our good friends, so apologize if we mentioned them a lot. But we went to Trader Joe's with them, and they found parking right up front. And
pulled in. Well, front row.
I warned them, like, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Boop, boop. Right up front. Okay, fine. It's not going to be bad, I guess.
Just us.
So I've got a little bit more for you here. This is, I like these. These are conversation starters, similar to what you shared a little bit earlier. 25% of people say the last time they panicked was when their cell phone battery died. Mm. Does that make you panic? Cell phone battery dying?
Yes, depends on, like, I have more of a panic. I don't know if panic's the right word, but I do go, is when I'm out somewhere.
And your phone dies.
And my phone dies. Because then I don't have a way of calling like AAA or calling you or something like that. So that's the only time that it kind of bothers me.
Never makes me panic. That never makes me panic.
Yeah.
No. You know, I think what would make me panic is like if I'm driving on the freeway and my low tire light goes off. That's panic. That's panicable material there. 20% of adults say they have faked talking on the phone in order to avoid someone. Ooh, I've never done that.
Me neither.
Might have to try that strategy. 16% of us have missed work because of an acne breakout or blemish.
No.
Well, you could just cover it up, ladies.
Right. We have makeup for that.
Never really had an issue with that, so not for me. 42% of adults wake up in the morning thinking about their job. Yeah. Yeah, most everybody. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people. I imagine that they do. Yeah. I would think about it Sunday night. Mm-hmm. It's nice Sunday night. Now I go, I can't wait to do my job. Look forward to that, even though it's not quite paying me yet. 55% of women admit they have changed their home thermostat when their partner isn't looking.
I don't really do that.
We keep it locked.
Well, I may do that to you more. I'm always the one turning it. Is it down or up? I never.
Do you want it cooler or hotter? You want to save electricity?
Save electricity.
Then that means you're turning it up. You're making the temperature go up.
Yeah.
But we did turn it up. We used to have it at 74. We now have it at 76. Mm-hmm. I don't feel the difference.
I don't either.
Because you know why? Because it's always on. Yeah. The air conditioner does not shut off.
The only time I feel it is sometimes at night, I'll usually wake up because I'm hot. And it's usually because the air hasn't kicked on yet. And as soon as it kicks on, I'm back out again.
Yeah.
There's always a certain time of the night. Anyway, too much information.
you're sharing your life. That's what we do on this podcast. 47% of men have said, I love you by accident. By accident. Guess they didn't mean it.
Oh, maybe to a lady.
Yeah, in the beginning.
And then like
maybe
oh.
they were trying to hold back and not say it. Yeah. Or maybe they didn't really mean it and just said it.
Probably that's the scenario.
And then the last one, 40% of us eat ice cream when we are angry.
I did that a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I was eating my feelings there for a little bit.
I think most of us do anyway.
And I don't know if it necessarily needs to be ice cream, but ice cream works.
Ice cream does work. I can't have it anymore, but I've been having a sherbet.
Sherbet.
And I love it. We got some raspberry sherbet. It's so good.
Well, Jason can't have the regular ice cream anymore, but I can. So I mixed my vanilla with the sherbet.
So this is you can't have my sherbet. If I gave you some the other night, I'm like, you want to have some? Sure. Next night you had more. You can't do that to me because that's my treat.
Hey, you offered. I'm going to take it.
All right, well, let's get into the water cooler quiz.
I can't wait.
I know you love these. This one's kind of...
Tina last week said she was screaming at me, so... It was either last week or the week before, and I know everybody's screaming. Mindy, I know what it was. It was the school one. How many?
That was the school one. That was two podcasts ago.
Yeah, so it was that one.
We need to do our show live again. We're going to get back. We've mentioned that we're going to do it, and we can do it. I have a feeling, though, that the video quality is not going to be great because, it can lag a bit.
Well, so let's just say we're going to try it again. Hopefully, it's hard to get video streaming that works really good,
even
that you can interact with people. Like sometimes, you know, we've gone into platforms and there's like, it's either not the right kind of people or no people at all, or it's a challenge.
It's true. It's true. We do have a decent, you know, we've got over 70 subscribers, so they'll get notified and maybe they'll join if they've turned the notifications on.
So anybody knows a really good platform. I know what you're going to try, but
we're gonna try YouTube. YouTube's pretty good, I think. But like I said, the video quality may suck, and that's a problem for me. I don't know. I have to look up how this particular host that we use does it, and if it's like way behind, if it is and gives them good quality, that's great. That's what I hope for.
Yeah.
But I'll do some research to see if it's the way to do it. But
okay.
Let's get into this. The reason why I say that is because it's the water cooler is really fun. Water cooler quiz is really fun with people.
Yeah,
interacting.
It is.
Tina's screaming at you. Even though it's cheating, we want you to get the answer.
I know. It used to be where they would, you know, message and Jason would
say, Tina's got it.
Yeah. So it was fun. Anyway.
All right. So here's this one. 25% of couples have gotten into a fight over this at mealtime. What is it?
At mealtime. I think one of my biggest pet peeves, speaking of pet peeves, is not eating when it's hot.
Mm.
So you not coming right when it's done.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny you say that because you say that to me, and then I don't know how many times I've made you a meal, and I'm like, your food is ready. I'm coming in a minute. 5 minutes later, whatever. I don't, you know, I'm over it.
You're right. But that's not it?
Nope.
Oh, how about what to watch? Because I know a lot of people...
During mealtime? It's related directly to the meal.
Oh, to the meal.
But that's not a bad one. If you watch TV while you eat food,
yeah,
which we do most of the time.
We do because we don't have kids. So I think if we had kids, it'd be different. We'd be sitting at the table.
Maybe we should try that, though. Maybe we should have quiet mealtime, or not quiet mealtime, but engaged mealtime where we're sitting and talking to each other.
We should, Jason.
Should.
Okay, so this has, okay, back to the meal. And they argue about, it's something about, and that, what's the percentage? It's pretty high, right?
It's 25%.
Oh, 25. What to drink?
Nope. First clue. You and I don't think we've ever really argued about it, fight over it, nor do we really do this to each other.
Mm.
I would say this would happen more. So this is three hints. I would say this would happen more at a restaurant where it might irritate somebody.
Like if their food's not prepped a certain way, like too many spices or something.
No.
I can't think.
It's something that someone would do to you.
Something someone would do to me.
Your spouse did to you while eating a meal.
Add tomatoes to my sandwich.
Why would I throw a tomato on your burger that the restaurant cooked?
Right.
So put yourself here. Let's scenario it, right? We're out to eat.
Uh-huh.
We ordered food. You ordered your food. I ordered my food. And we're sitting across from each other. Maybe you get up to go to the bathroom. You come back. And this happened. And you're angry about it.
I know people are yelling already. Let's see.
I like to sit in the uncomfortable silence too.
I don't.
Get a lot of ums during this time.
Oh, I know. Took my plate away.
You're close.
I know what it is. I know what it is. I don't think we do this either, but you ate something off my plate. How dare you?
Yeah, stealing food from the other's plate.
But with that said, though, I have done that so many times through your food.
You have.
It's a French there fry. Are things it's that, a piece of chicken.
There are things that don't bother me that bother you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so weird about that, and I don't even know where that comes from.
Yeah, you don't even like to do... We would go out with David and Stephanie, and she likes to do the family style, where you order and everybody just You don't like that. You want your own thing. You're very much, I want my own thing. Don't touch mine.
I am. I think it has a lot to do with being an older sibling and having to share.
Yeah. Well, you got to kind of.
I should be far over that.
Oh, you should. And you should try to, because it's kind of fun doing the family thing.
Well, I've learned, you know, through David and Stephanie, and also Francis is very much like
that. He definitely is like that.
Who is another friend of ours. You know, there's a lot of family style.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's so all about that.
I do like it. I don't always, if it's something like if we go to a restaurant and I'm really want a certain type of food that I normally get there, mm-hmm. then I'm like, no, I don't want to share nothing.
Yeah. If it's like a place that you're looking forward to, yes. the meal, don't touch my meal.
Yeah.
Which that's almost every time you do that anyway, but I guess it's the type of food.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, say it's I'm trying to think.
Chinese
or the pub. And I want that pastrami sandwich or that
That's
fish.
Different.
Yeah.
But there are certain restaurants that are intended sort of to be family style. You can make them family style a little more easily, like Vietnamese food or, you know, Chinese food. Usually it's Asian foods.
Asian foods for sure. I was going to say that's where I've like loosened up because it is fun to like taste other different.
I agree. All right. Well, let's get into your random questions.
Yeah. More questions. More questions.
More unanswered questions.
I got a couple of fun ones.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. What's your go-to unhealthy snack?
Go-to unhealthy? Anything. Candy.
Yeah, but what do
chocolate.
You think about you, though, and when you, like, have a craving for something, for a snack, what is...
Say
we had it in the house.
It's chocolate, usually.
I was going to say that's got to be your number one.
It's
Jason
chocolate.
You can't have chocolate in the house. It's gone.
It's gone. We brought Kit Kats because, by the way, they were a buy one, get one. So
I've already had...
Oh, I've already had so many of those.
You know what I'm finding out is that these... The earbuds, right? I've got to find something that either just sits outside of the ear because when I laugh, they pop out.
Stop laughing.
It's not fun.
Just don't laugh.
Anyway, back to. So mine would be me and the dog, especially. We love popcorn.
You mean you love popcorn? He would not know popcorn if you didn't give it to him.
He loves it. And he is so funny. We need to do with your dog. Soon as he knows when I put it in the microwave and he starts popping, he's actually barked out loud or he's gotten up from wherever he is and he'll meet me right by the microwave. He gets so excited. It's 100% hilarious.
Your fault.
It is. A couple more things because I must love junky snacks. But I know ice cream probably, right, for you?
It was. It's not as much anymore, but now that I found sherbet, yeah.
Yeah. Mine's chips or dip, Doritos, tortilla chips. Oh, I have this new thing. It's on the border, because it has to be specific. On the border, tortilla chips. You're doing that thing where I'm rattling on, right? You've done some crazy videos lately with me rattling on.
So now
I'm going to rattle on
now,
anyway.
Now
okay?
You're super conscientious of it.
All right. So there's this new thing. Tostitos. Am I saying that right? Has a new brand of enchilada cheesy sauce.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I was going to say you liked it.
But I can't touch it.
No, because I'm like, it's hard to find. I can get it at Walmart, but...
So stingy with your food. You're like the
worst.
That's
one of my... Okay, so here's funny. This is something funny. I should ask everybody in different households, do you have a favorite snack and do you like to share it? Like when me and Jason go to the grocery store, he gets his own snacks, I get my snacks. And is this kind of like one of those, like you don't say it? It's just, it's in the cabinet, and I know that's Jason's. It's in the cabinet, and he knows it's Mindy's. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I am
keep
also...
Keep your hands off my cheesy enchilada sauce.
I'm a little more willing to share than you are, though. A little bit more.
You might be.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was it. I had to add that cheesy
it's
enchilada
pretty good.
Dip.
It's pretty good.
So good.
Next time you get some, get one for me, because I like it, too. It's pretty
I
good.
Will.
Yeah.
All right, next question. the weekend's not almost here, but the question is, if the weekend is almost here, mm-hmm. where's your happy place?
You know, it's interesting when you change your life a little bit. I know we talk about this a lot, and I apologize. We talk about our life a lot, so life has changed. So it's my happy place is my home, and
now you're in it all the time.
I'm in it all the time, so I don't. It's different. I don't really. I don't really have an answer for that. But if I was previously, I'll go back to previously. You know, it would be the beach, or it would be my house. It would be the pool. You know, it would be. Yeah. That's that type of stuff. I also love playing gigs. That's a happy place for me. I love getting out there and playing gigs. That's really fun, playing music with my friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is my garden.
Definitely. You'll spend the whole entire day out there.
Yeah. He'll come out a few times and be like, hey, what you doing? Are you done? Yeah. You thinking about dinner yet?
Yeah. Your timing is off. Your timing is so bad.
I just get lost.
Yeah. It's great though.
All day.
Good for you. I'm glad you have that. I'm really glad you have that.
Me too. All right. Let's see. What service do you refuse to pay for? Kind of touched on.
I don't know that I have a refusal.
I'll give you one.
I
refuse to really go to car washes.
Oh yeah, I don't do that.
Car washes are pointless. I wash my own car.
I don't wash enough, but yeah.
And I like it. The way I do it, like where we used to live, I used to every once in a while, if we were like going out, like only would do it like if we were going on a vacation, I would just take it in there because it was short on time, and I'd take it there, they'd run it through the wash, and then they'd, you know, wipe it down or whatnot.
I think everything's a right now kind of thing though. Right now I would refuse to pay for like Uber Eats and have people shop for me. Those are services I just won't do.
That's a good one.
I'll do that stuff myself, you know, even delivery pizza. I mean, that's the one thing I'll have delivered, but regular food, that's a service I've never paid for. I'm not really into that.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. And then the other thing I put is I don't pay for house cleaning of any kind.
Yeah.
I've never wanted anybody, not that I have anything to hide, but I never really want like some stranger in my house. I guess when you pay for that service, you get used to maybe the same person. But that's something I've never paid for.
I don't think that's something that I would want to pay for. You know, I like a pool person. I don't mind a gardener.
Yeah.
We had a gardener at one time, but not the bug people.
Everybody's outside of the house, but somebody inside the house, I'm not a fan of.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
That was it.
That's it.
Those are good questions. Very good stuff. All right, let's get into this. Some inspiration to end the show.
Yes.
I like these, by the way. You may ask, well, why do I do these? But I like them. So,
I got some good ones. You know, I'm trying to get back to a routine that I'm creating for myself. And so I got a couple of these off some routines I was doing. First one is, we don't want to make choices based on fear. We want to make choices based on growth, based on opportunity, and based on progress.
That is super interesting. And sometimes making those choices can make you afraid.
Yes. Yes. And I find that I'm very fear-based.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, going through this experiment, which we haven't really talked much about and I don't plan on it, but, it really strips you down from everything that you know about yourself.
It does. Makes you question a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, next one is, what did you do as a child that created timelessness that made you forget time? There lies the myth to live by.
Always anything at play. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything that you're doing that you enjoy, that there's time disappears. All of a sudden you go, wow, what happened to the time? Music does that for me. Anything when I'm enjoying myself. I mean, it really is all that stuff.
I'm having to revisit that. I'm having to go back and figure out what was it that excited me or made me happy or made me feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that stuff gets so buried that it's it's really hard to dig all that up. You lose it if you don't use it, right?
I mean, and gardening's doing that for you now. It really is just doing things you enjoy, there you start to go, wow, where did time go? You know?
So. Yeah. And I think getting caught up in a job that you don't necessarily care about so much, you kind of lose what it was that made you happy.
You lose your why.
Yeah.
You lose your reason for doing it.
All right. Last one. It's better to do something imperfectly than
imperfectly.
Imperfectly. Yeah. Jeez. Imperfectly than.
I mean, I guess you could say imperfectly.
No, it isn't.
I mean, it's imperfectly.
Imperfectly.
It's kind of like tomato, tomato, really. Sort of.
Is it though?
Because you could say imperfection, imperfect, imperfection, imperfectly. I mean, it's tomato, tomato. But most people say imperfectly.
Yeah, I think that is. Okay, so it's better to do something imperfectly. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Than to do nothing flawlessly.
Well, I don't think there's anything done perfectly. I genuinely feel that way.
No.
So I'll be brief, but let's use music as an example. In the recording studio, it takes many, many, many takes to do it, and I'm doing air quotes, perfectly, perfect. Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know that you ever do it perfectly when you get up there. You do it close to perfect, but who cares if you do it perfectly? It's a human experience. What is perfection? That's not a great word.
It really isn't.
I think
isn't,
perfection is a useless word. What is perfection? Define that. There's nothing. There's no such thing.
Well, maybe it's defined more through yourself of what you consider to be perfect, because that could be different for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you think like the song, going back to music, is perfect in your own eyes, then that's what perfect means to you. But it may not mean, like, I may listen to the same song and I'm like, that's not what I would consider perfect. You know what I'm saying?
I think perfection is more fluid than we think it is.
Right. I think we put too much of a label on it.
That was perfect. Was it exactly the way we played it before? No, but it was perfect.
Yeah.
People loved it. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Perfection is not something to ever strive for.
Look at us. We're just getting wisdom. Wisdom this week.
Deep. Imperfectly.
Yeah, I learned how to say that.
All right. Well, that is it for our show. That's it, right? Did three today?
That's,
all right.
Yep. I cut it down.
Yeah, that's good though. Good.
I think it's too much.
That's it for today's show. If you love what you do and want more of us, visit our website, lowtreestudios.com. The links are provided in the show notes. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'd love it if you did that.
Yeah, we would. It
means a lot.
It would help us a lot.
Indeed.
And Jason's trying to get 100 subscribers.
I am. That's my goal. I didn't make my goal. We're going to talk about goals tonight. We got to talk about goals on the difference between us.
We are.
Got to mention that.
You didn't do too bad, though.
Not too bad. 74 as of today.
Yep.
Maybe there's more right now. Probably not, though.
Yeah.
It's a weird, weird world that building, you know, stuff. Building stuff in the invisible world. Such a weird, weird world.
Well, back to our point. Please go.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Please. We'd appreciate it. Enjoy your week, everyone. And thanks for listening to the Jason and Mindy podcast, where we feature topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind.
That's right.
We hope you guys have an amazing week. Tune into The Difference Between Us, which will be released this week also. And like I said, check out the website. YouTube page. We're doing some cool stuff on there, different shorts and things like that.
We're trying all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they stand on their own. They're entertaining. I'm adding elements to it. So.
And if there's something that you would like to see, we're also really open to suggestions and comments. So let us know what you really think.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.